The believers who gather at Sovereign Grace Chapel invite you to listen to a gospel message by one of their pastors, Joe Galusik and Walter Pendleton. This week's message is from Joe Galusik. Visit us on the web at www.sgchapel.com. Again, that's www.sgchapel.com. Men preach what they think is best. There is nothing to preach better than or other than Jesus Christ the Lord. Now this week's message.
I have an announcement to make before I begin. And what I want to announce is that we are actually having a meeting on June the 17th, 18th, and 19th. It's going to be at the Sovereign Grace Chapel. Our address is 135 Annabelle Lane in Crow, West Virginia. I believe there are directions on the website if you need them. My email and Paul Pendleton's email is on the website. Friday night will be at 7 o'clock. We are having two preachers in, Brother Don Fortner from Grace Baptist Church in Danville, Kentucky, and Brother Clay Curtis from Sovereign Grace Baptist Church in Rocky Hill, New Jersey. They'll both be preaching Friday at 7, Saturday at 10:30 a.m. We will be having lunch afterwards. And Sunday at 10:30, we're going to continue on, but it will be Walter and I preaching Sunday at 10:30 a.m. with dinner afterwards. If you like this kind of preaching, if you like the truth of our Lord Jesus Christ, come and join us. You're more than welcome. If you don't like this kind of preaching, we'll let you in. And you're more than welcome to hear the gospel preached by these two fine preachers, or myself and Walter. That's June 17th, 18th, and 19th at the Sovereign Grace Chapel. Our website is www.sgchapel.com. Thank you. Now, for my message, it's going to be coming from Romans chapter 11. I want to read verses 1 through 8. Verse 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are... Well, I'm reading Ephesians chapter 1. Excuse me. That we'll go into later. Romans 11, verse 1. I say then, hath God cast away his people? God forbid. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham of the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away his people, which he foreknew. Wot ye not what the scripture saith of Elias, that's Elijah, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying, Lord, they have killed thy prophets and digged down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what saith the answer of God unto him? I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Even so, then, at this present time also, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. What then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election hath obtained it, and the rest were blinded. According as it is written, God hath given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear, until this day. What I want to speak to this morning, I know that's a little bit of a reading, but it was wonderful for me. I want to speak to you about the election of grace. There's a lot of talk. If you've been listening to these broadcasts, We do mention it. We do talk about it. We preach it. We proclaim it. Why? Because the Bible teaches it. The Bible proclaims it. Our Lord Jesus Christ proclaimed it. The apostle to the Gentiles, Paul, has proclaimed it. Peter, the apostle, has proclaimed it. God has chosen his people. That's what the word election means. It's choosing, the choice. And this choice here spoken of in Romans, according to this passage, is the election of grace. This is what I want to talk about today. The election of grace. There's a lot of people who talk about election, and there are some really bad definitions out there. There's the one going around, and been going around for a couple of decades, I'm sure. There are those who state that election is like this. God's voting for you, the devil's voting against you, and you cast the deciding vote. Well, that's just nothing but plain wrong. It's a lie. Paul describes it here as the election of grace. The choice of grace. According to the election of grace. He compares it, even so then, at this present time, to what he had just said in verses 2 through 4. What Elijah went through, where God had told Elijah he was not alone. And how did he tell Elijah? What did he tell Elijah? How did Elijah, was Elijah supposed to take heart that he was not alone? He said, I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Now, God said this, I have reserved to myself. God has reserved to God 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. You understand? There was nothing here mentioned of what the men did except that they did not bow the knee. And the reason they did not bow the knee is given here. I have reserved to myself 7,000 men. Even so, then, at this present time, in Paul's time, when he wrote this to these Roman believers, those believers who were at the church in Rome, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. Now, I do want to point out in verse 2, Paul states perfectly clearly, God hath not cast away his people which he foreknew. Now, there's a bit of discussion about this, most of it wrong. What most people try to tell you here is that God looked into the future and God saw who would make a choice for him, and that's how, and God knew that. Well, I'm sorry, that's not foreknowledge. Foreknowing. Knowing is an intimate term. It's a personal term. It's an actual, God knows that individual inside and out. What they're talking about is foreseeing. And foreknowing is not just foreseeing. Don't get the two mixed up. There is a Greek word for foreseeing. You can find it in Acts chapter 2, when it said David foresaw, the scriptures foresaw. Those people and the scriptures, David did not have any power, did not have anything where he could know someone ahead of time. These are people which God foreknew. These are 7,000 men I've reserved to myself. What? He foreknew them. He had an intimate relationship with them beforehand. There is an election of grace. There is a remnant according to that election of grace. For knowing is not foreseeing. Known unto God are all his works from the beginning. You'll find that in Acts chapter 15. And you will find also that that is a direct reference to the salvation of the Gentiles. They were having a discussion in Jerusalem. Read it for yourself. It's there. That's what God's foreknowledge is, if you really want to know the truth. It's a He knows his works from before the beginning of the foundation of the world, before the world ever began. God knew his people. God knows his people according to the election of grace, the choice of grace. The same way that God did it in the time of Elijah. The same way. Even so, then, at this present time, when Paul wrote this, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. This is the way that God has always worked. Now, I want to look at, just for a moment, Ephesians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. This is verse 4, Ephesians 1 and verse 4, a very disputed piece of scripture also. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that for the express purpose of we should be holy and without blame before him in love. The choice by God was made before the foundation of the world. That's what this scripture says. According as he hath chosen us in him, that's in Christ, before the foundation of the world. You know what that is? That, my friends, is the election of grace. That's the election of grace. That's choosing. The choice was made before the foundation of the world. Now, I know this upsets people. It upset me when I first heard it, when I first read it. But I will tell you this. Once you actually start to see this truth, once you actually come to comprehend just a little bit of this truth, you will see it everywhere in the whole Bible from the beginning to the end, from Genesis to Revelation and every book in between. See, this book is a book about Christ, and this book is a book about the Father. It's the book of God. And it's about God. And when you read it, you will read continually that God did this. God did that. You understand? He is the first cause, the power of this universe. And here in Romans 11 and in Ephesians chapter 1, this is just a couple of places I picked out, we see that there is an election of grace, and that this election, God hath chosen us in Christ before the foundation of the world. Now, it doesn't matter whether you like it or whether you don't like it. That's the truth of the scripture. You have to bow to the truth of Christ. If you don't do it now, you're going to do it later. But this is the truth of Christ. Whether you understand it, whether you like it or not, it's this way, the only way that God has done things. Jesus Christ looked his disciples in the eye and told them, "You have not chosen me, I have chosen you." You understand? That's not God looking ahead into the future and seeing who was going to believe, and that's the ones he chose. No. Christ said, "You didn't choose me. You didn't choose me. You never chose me. I chose you." And guess what? Everyone that God has chosen before the foundation of the world is going to be holy and without blame before God in love. Why? Verse 5, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children, the adoption of sons, by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. We've talked about this before on the radio. Our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Well, it pleased the Father to have the election of grace. And it pleased the Father to have this election of grace before the foundation of the world. This is what the scriptures state. I know a lot of people don't believe it. They wanna proclaim and hold on to their free will. Well, you won't find free will in the Bible. You can look for it. You'll try and find some things, and they'll say there are people who wrest scriptures to their own destruction. This is what God said. I've reserved 7,000 men to myself. God did it to himself. What? That we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Election is not salvation, and I'm not saying that it's salvation, but election is unto salvation. If he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us to the adoption of children, if God has done that, guess what? Whoever these people are that God has chosen before the foundation of the world, they will be holy and without blame before him in love. How? In his Son, Jesus Christ. He has predestinated us unto the adoption of children, the adoption of sons. He is not only has chosen, he is calling his people to himself completely. Every single one will come to the Son, will come to God by the Son. He is bringing many sons to glory. Everyone that God has reserved unto himself. Every single one. Even so, at this present time, just like in the time of Elijah, there's a remnant according to the election of grace. I believe that. This scripture gives me hope. My salvation, my election, the salvation of God does not depend upon me. It does not depend upon you. It depends upon he who is able to reserve to himself his people. There is a remnant according to the election of grace. Verse 6 explains to us a nice definition of what grace is. If it's by grace, then it's no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, it's not. But if you want to throw works in there, then it is no more grace. Otherwise, work is no more work. And he's already said, this is the election of grace. There's a remnant. God has not forsaken, cast away his people, which he foreknew, according to this election of grace, according to the choice of God, not the choice of man. If it's of grace, it's no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it's of works, you're stuck with it. You can read in the book of Revelations about those who were judged according to their works. They don't end well. I do not want to be judged according to my works. I want to be judged in Christ. I hope, I have a good hope, that he has taken my sin and paid the price that I could not pay. I can't work enough for salvation. I can't work enough to keep salvation. We are kept by the power of God through faith. Faith is the gift of God. Even so, at this present time, there's a remnant according to the election of grace. And you know what? If that's true, in Elijah's time, if that's true in Paul's time, it's true in our time. Even so, today, right now, 2016, I believe there is a remnant according to the election of grace. There's always been. Our Lord Jesus Christ explained it. Many are on the broad way, but there is a straight gate and a narrow way. But what's it say? Few there be that find it. So who are those that find it? The remnant according to the election of grace. Those that the Father chose in the Son before the foundation of the world. You can't read a scripture and forget about everything else in the scriptures. You understand what I'm saying? You can't read Romans 11 and forget Romans 3, where all are considered under sin. There's none that seeketh after God. There's none that understand. They've all gone out of the way. What? God has reserved to himself a people. Because then it says in verse 7, what then? Israel hath not obtained it. Hath not obtained, that's what she seeketh for. But, the election hath obtained it. Obtained it. And the rest were blinded. Unto this day. If our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are lost. And that doesn't mean that the gospel, we don't hide the gospel. No, I mean, that's not what that means. That means the gospel is hid to them. They are blinded. It goes on to explain that. Whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of. Walter preached on that last week on this broadcast, or a couple of weeks ago. This is the way it works. This is the way God works. The elect will obtain it. Why? He's going to give it to them. Why? He chose them. They didn't choose him. He chose them. And he has reserved those whom he foreknew to himself. He has not cast away his people, which he foreknew. He has not cast away his people, which he foreknew. I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Even so then, at this present time, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. Even though these men, this remnant, these who have been elected by grace, are just as big a sinners as everyone else. They're all gone out of the way. Jew and Gentile, all are under sin, completely under sin. There is none that seeketh after God. There's none that doeth good. No, not one. It's by grace. The election is of grace. The reservation where God has reserved to himself his people, which he foreknew, it's of grace, not of their works. Now, there will be works. Don't let anybody tell you any different. But there are works because of salvation. He will. You're his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. He is going to fit us, make us in Christ, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of sons by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. God hath not cast away his people which he foreknew. There is a remnant according to the election of grace, and it is not of your works. It is of totally his grace according to his good pleasure. Thank you.
This broadcast is supported by the believers who gather at Sovereign Grace Chapel. We meet every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Sovereign Grace Chapel is located in Crow, West Virginia, just off Country Club Drive on Annabelle Lane, just north of Little Beaver State Park. Our web address is www.sgchapel.com. Again, that's www.sgchapel.com. Our mailing address is Sovereign Grace Chapel, P.O. Box 15, in Kellysville, West Virginia, 24732. Again, that's Sovereign Grace Chapel, P.O. Box 15, Kellysville, West Virginia, 24732. Come hear Christ preached.